Hi everyone, it's Frank here at DroneZone.uk with the latest of the podcast. This week I'm going to be talking about mainly content that we're actually recording with our drones and a few of the latest news items that I've seen online. I'll tell you exactly where to get those news items. We will be posting them on our website too, so have a look at DroneZone.uk. If you're not already following us on Instagram, we are at DroneZone.uk. You can get us on Twitter. We're at DroneZone_UK. And obviously you can search for us on YouTube and see all of the video podcasts. If you're watching this, you've no doubt found it already. If you're not currently subscribed to the podcast, the audio one that is, you can go to www.dronepodcast.co.uk, and that is our own microsite that is dedicated to our podcasts and our podcasts alone. You can listen right from the browser just by clicking play on any of the episodes, or you can subscribe on whatever app you're using. I know that we've published to at least 10 of the apps like iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and so on and so forth. So you can pretty much get us anywhere you're online and with whatever apps you're using at the moment. We will try and diversify our social media a little bit more as well in the future. At the moment, it's just me, so I'm really trying to keep it all condensed and not so out of control, as it were. So bear with me, but as and when we add new people and grow, hopefully that's the way forward. We'll make it as big and as wide-reaching as possible. Obviously, this is DroneZone.uk, so we're predominantly focused at the UK market. I wanted to start this because there's not a great deal of information. There's certainly not a good kind of hub for information, be it regulatory or even just good places to go with your drone and fly, get great shots, etc. And I really wanted to make something a little fun, but also very informative and up to date with all the latest information and news and, like I said, regulations and whatever. I know that in 2019, there's a new regulation coming in from the CAA, the Civil Aviation Authority. They control the airspace in the UK, and there's going to be registration of all drones. I think it's going to be including lightweight ones like the Phantoms and Mavics, so maybe from a kilo upwards. I'm not sure, they haven't released in-depth information on it. They just say it's gonna happen, so keep your eye out for that one. We will obviously post updates for it as and when we get them. So here we go into the next episode. I want to give a few shout outs in this one, mainly from our Instagram feed. I did want to just go to our YouTube channel for a moment because we've had a couple of comments from Mr. Omensky, Ben Omensky. Great guy. He has been checking out the video podcast. He's also following us on Instagram, I believe. And he poses some really good points and asks some really good questions. And so I thought we'd give him an extra shout out again. So, hey, Ben. The question that you've asked is, how much color correction did we use on the DroneZone.uk Instagram video? So this is on YouTube. I'll post a link to it here in the video. But I just want to tell you straight off the bat, there's no color correction. So I'm going to go into the footage that we use and show you a bit about how I edit. I use Final Cut Pro. I don't know what you guys use, but I try to shoot. I've shot in various different color modes, but I like to shoot in natural color. I don't want to tinker too much with it post-production. I know you can get some great effects and it looks all, fandangle and whatever in it. Yeah, if I was doing a project and it required it, then of course I would do it. But for my own sake, for my own footage, I want it to be as real as the drone picked up when I was out there. So with this, there is zero color correction. It was a gloomy day. You can see there's a few golf course shots rather, and it was fairly cloudy. There was not much sun out, and that is retrospectively shown in the video. So I could have added some color correction and, you know, use some LUTs and whatnot, but I chose not to, and invariably I choose not to. So that's one point I did want to touch on, because I'm getting really, really fed up with people posting, you know, these, don't get me wrong, they're beautiful photos and videos on Instagram, but they're clearly edited in either Photoshop or Lightroom or, you know, Final Cut, whatever, which is great. And, you know, if you're Getty Images or if you're, you know, any of these image outlets, I'm sure that's what they want because they can resell those images. But when I first started using a drone, I wanted to really pick up the feel of what the drone was seeing at all times. So if it meant that the shot was dark or gloomy, then I kept it because that's what I was seeing at the time. I don't need to make it look any better post-production because it's for me. So it annoys me when I see all of these users on Instagram who are, you know, promoting this whole laptop lifestyle and I run a social media business and I've never had to work again. Like, I've seen some of these accounts and I'm thinking, okay, this is absolute bull. Like, you're not doing that, and even if you are, happy days, but why are you hitting me up telling me I can do it? Surely you've got much better things to be doing with your time, like living your laptop lifestyle. Why on earth are you hitting me up? And I've got a few different accounts for personal, for this, and I get hit up by the same people with the same accounts saying the same bull, selling the same bull. And all of the photos and the videos that they show are all, you know, post-production edited. And it just really, really grinds my gears because I don't want to see that kind of stuff. You know, like I love seeing pictures that have been taken with a drone and then they've been edited post-production because that's what those people do for a living. Fantastic. I'm happy to see that all day long. And I like them. We like them. We, you know, comment on them as much as possible, and obviously we feature them here in the podcast, but that's the purpose of that person's career or hobby, whatever it might be, and that's great. This laptop lifestyle bull needs to just get shut down as far as I'm concerned, because none of it's real. And that's the kind of stuff, I think, because it's so, it dilutes everything else that's out there because there's so much of it. Wading through all of this crap is just, it's mind-boggling. So anyway, that's my rant on that. There are a few people, one of which I want to give a special shout out to. He is Ben Southern. His Instagram is at Ben Southern Photography. I'll get a double check on that actually. But Ben is a brilliant photographer. You'll see his profile coming up on the screen now. So he's an actual aerial photographer, right? You can see from his profile there, he's got DJI Mavic Pro 2. Awesome. His website is www.bensouthernphotography.co.uk. So Southern is spelled S-O-U-T-H-A-N, just to point out. And if you just take a cursory look down the first dozen or so of Ben's photos, like, this guy's pretty awesome. He's got a beautiful photo of the London skyline, which he kindly sent to us, which I'll show on the screen now. So the description here is the famous Canary Wharf overlooking the borough of Tower Hamlets before bonfire celebrations light up the night sky. And what a photo that is. Beautiful. I'm not sure if Ben has done any kind of post-production on this. It looks pretty legit. Maybe some lighting changes. I think he's probably using an ND filter, but great photo. And what a feed. His photos are amazing, to be honest with you. He's got a really keen eye. You can tell he's a great photographer. So make sure you hit him up, follow him on Instagram. It is at Ben Southern Photography. I wanted to talk a little bit about some drone news that I've seen recently as well, just because I think it's a really good talking point. Now, admittedly, this news item is about drone deliveries and it's not from the UK, it's from down under. So it's in Australia, where apparently there's a small town or suburb that's been piloted. It's been used for a pilot for drone deliveries, for fast food, that kind of stuff. And apparently the residents of this particular suburb have been getting rather annoyed, if you will, with the buzzing and whirring of drone propellers as they come whizzing past with all of these takeaway food deliveries or whatever. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what you think about drone deliveries in the broad sense. So do you think it's going to be something that takes off, excuse the pun, or do you think it's going to be something that really just never gets off the ground? Again, excuse the pun. I think it's a good thing. We've seen here in Southeast London some little robots that deliver takeaways at the moment. They pull up to your door, you get a text saying the delivery is there, you go out, you get a text with a code, you punch in the 4-digit code or whatever it is. A little door opens up on this little robot and your food is inside, apparently all nice and hot and whatever. I don't think that they've been trialed autonomously, fully autonomously, because at the moment, or certainly when I seen them a few months ago down in Greenwich, and for our people who are tuning in from around the world, that's where the O2 is, the big, what used to be called the Millennium Dome. So in that area, they were piloting this particular robot delivery service, and it was always they were always followed by a person. So a person was always at hand to make sure that they went in the right way. They didn't cause any disruption to traffic when they were crossing roads or whatever. And obviously that seemed like the right idea at the time. But then I thought, is it ever going to be a possibility for those things to be fully autonomous for you know, take away, what happens? Does a takeaway own one and send it out, or do you own like a team of them, an army of them, or does just one company own all of them and send them out as and when a takeaway place requires them? I don't know, but I don't see that being a very lucrative market. Maybe 20 years from now, probably eat my own words there, no pun intended. We'll see, but with drone deliveries, I think it probably makes more sense to have drone deliveries than these little robots, because A, drones are already in existence. It's not a new technology that we need to go and figure out how to make it work for this. So the drones are already there. We just need to make them, I suppose it's battery life that really matters, because there's already drones that can carry payloads. There's already drones that can travel long distances. There's already drones that fly autonomously or semi-autonomously. So we're already past the baby steps part of that, I would say. And so that makes more sense to me. What do you think? Let me know. Type a comment or, you know, send us an email, podcast@dronezone.uk. And come on the show if you want. We can discuss this at length. I'm going to have a special guest in a couple of episodes time. We're actually going to be doing, sounds a little bit silly, but a Sardinia special, where we're going to mix it up with the footage from a recent trip that I had out there and a recent trip that he had out there. He is at @bydrone_. So that will be a particular special. Like I said, it's not a UK-based one, which is sounds a bit counterproductive or counterintuitive, but never mind. This particular one, though, I don't have any guests to come on the show as yet. If you want to talk about it, please do let me know. Like I said, hit me up in the comments or send us an email. You can get at me at dronezone.uk. Damn. So, what are your thoughts? Like, how is it going to work anyway? So we've got the drones. Are we going to need some kind of like drone superhighway? If you're in the UK, certainly if you're in the city, London, you're definitely going to know about the cycle superhighway, which was, you know, brought in by Bojo, Boris Johnson, former London mayor. And he's had some pretty wacky ideas. I think that's definitely one of the top three or five that he had. It got done. I think it's finished. It's certainly in operation, in part at least. But I know it's gotten a lot of bad press. So maybe we should give him a shout and say, scrap the cycle superhighway and make it for drones. That could work. But I think, on a serious note, I think drone highways or superhighways, whatever you want to call them, I think that's a real thing that we're going to need. So that doesn't have to be above ground either, I suppose. It could be this kind of thing that Elon Musk had the idea of to do in LA, where he's going to apparently tunnel underground. We could do the same thing and just have drones flying in there. He could do that in LA. Rather than make it a car highway, it could literally be for drones. Then I suppose, what's the point? Well, speed, and it gives them, and it keeps them out of harming humans, actually. That could really work. Anyway, it's a point of discussion, so please, someone, come on the show and discuss it with me if you've got, you know, a point of view on it. Perhaps you've got a better point of view. Perhaps you just think mine's idiotic and needs to be shot down. Cool. Tell me in the comments. Don't email me about that, though. I'd rather not hear it directly. And anyway, I'll crack on. With the rest of the show, I want us to show you some of our footage. So I recently posted this on Instagram, and let me just get straight into it. So it's basically something I want to do as a regular kind of segment. So you'll see here a drone in action. That's a P3. So that's the drone actually being flown by me to get the shot. And this is the angle and the shot that the drone has actually gotten. So you'll see here as it comes above the trees, you can see the light change in the clouds. So it, obviously the exposure was on auto, so it was set for the green trees that were in front of it, and then it overexposed for the clouds. This is the second shot, so sweeping along, and you'll see the drone picks up here, the leaves fluttering around in front of it. I really wanted to get that because there's one particular leaf there at the end, which I then put into slow-mo, and that gives a really nice effect. I'll show that in the video. Now I'm going to post these kinds of, what do you want to call them? Video shorts of the drone getting the shot. So what that looks like from another user's point of view, you know, someone on the ground. And then what the drone actually captures. I'll make it a different subject every week. I will probably do one segment of this every single week. So that's the first one. As you can see, it's just by a river. This was for like a wedding for someone. And I then got some photographs and video of them on that bridge that you'll see. And just some of the scenery as well, which was quite nice. So that's the first one. Hope you liked it. If you want to see any particular shots, not just from the point of view of the drone, but also getting that shot, let me know. You know, put it in the comments or send me an email to podcast@dronezone.uk, and I'll do my very best to go out somewhere I can and get the shot and record it as well. I'd be interested to see what people actually want from that. If there's any particular angles or subject matters that you might want to see, let me know. And hopefully, like I said, that will become a regular item. So I'm just going to go back to Instagram to finish off this particular episode. Now, This one, I'm just going to give a small shout out to he is Alan Brown. His username on Instagram is @drone_dad_Scotland. Now, I contacted Alan earlier today just to say, look, I would like to feature some of your stuff on one of our episodes. Is that cool? Alan came back to me and said, yeah, no problem. Bit busy at the moment. I'll give you a shout later on. The first thing that drew me to Alan's profile was his bio, which reads, midlife crisis, can't afford the Porsche, so took up flying drones. Which I thought, if there's any reason to buy a drone, that's a good one. If you can't afford the Porsche, get a drone. Please allow me to share my videos and pictures of my travels around the globe. And I will say this, some of his pictures are awesome. One in particular stood out. It was the, I think it's called the Wallace Monument. Yeah, there we go. My little sister is actually at university in Stirling. And one of the first sites after we drove up there a couple of years ago, when she first got to university, was the Wallace Monument. And I knew straight away which one it was. And Alan has captured it brilliantly, I will say. He also posted a video, I think yesterday or maybe a few days ago, actually. Maybe some time ago. I was just looking through his feed, and there's one in particular where the clouds come together and make a Scotland flag. And I'll show you anyway. I'm going to feature his profile in our next episode and show you a bit more of his Instagram feed, and hopefully get a few points or maybe even a video message from Alan to post on the video podcast as well. So that is it for this week's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Just to recap, if you want to send in your thoughts on the whole drone delivery thing, drone superhighway thing, great, please do. I really want to kind of open that discussion up and keep talking about it, because I think that's really the next kind of logical step forward, especially if there's going to be drone registrations and if there's going to be more regulation around drones. These autonomous, either fully or semi drones that are flying around doing drone deliveries are naturally going to get in the way of things, not least our drones. And so I really think that this is something in particular that is going to need much more discussion in the future. So keep it in mind. Hit me up now or in the future if you suddenly have an epiphany on some kind of idea on how in the UK we're going to get around that or get through it. And if you want to be featured on the show, then again, you can hit us up on Instagram @DroneZoneUK or email podcast@DroneZone.UK. Until next week, keep droning, and I'll see you then.